This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
جيد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته يا مشايخ. ما شاء الله. جيد. Repeat after me. الحمد لله الذي أحيانا بعدما أماتنا وإليه النشور. الحمد لله الذي all praise is due to Allah الذي أحيانا the one who granted me life granted us life بعدما أماتنا after he caused us to die وإليه النشور and to him is our resurrection to him is our return inshallah. We say that when? Excellent. You are awake now? خير إن شاء الله. جيد حياكم الله يا مشايخ. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. أهلا means أهلا وسهلا means أهل in Arabic means family. We say we are أهل السنة. We are the people of the Sunnah. جيد أهل السنة. The أهل البيت. Family of the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم. بيت meaning house. أهل البيت the people of the house, the family. جيد. So when we say to somebody أهلا means, come so easily, you are like family to me. Jayid, you're a stranger, but when I say ahlan to you, I welcome you just like I welcome any family member, insha'Allah. Ahlan wa sahlan. Sahlan means very easy. Sahal. So you have a brother, his name is Sahal. You have a brother and his name is Sahal. You have his younger brother, Suhail. Suhail means a smaller Sahal. In Arabic, you have words, and then you have the diminutive form of it. You have somebody whose name is Fadl. Somebody, small one, he's called his name Fudail. Somebody's name is Sahal, Suhail, Fadl, Fudail. Huh? Hassan, Hussein. So Hassan is the big one. And then Hussein is a smaller version, inshallah. Fadl, ukhti. Right? And so you have Hassan, and then a smaller version, Hussein. So Sahal means easy. Fadal ukhti. There's also a back door if you people in future want to use that. Ahlan wa sahlan. So ahlan wa sahlan. Wa marhaba. Marhaba means what? Welcome. Jayid marhaba, marhaba. Welcome to you, insha'Allah. Jayid. Is the air conditioner working, ya mashaykh? What temperature is it on there, ukhti?
18.
It's on 18? It's on heat or on cold? I will leave it to you. Jayid, so ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaba bikum. MashaAllah, this is the beginning of a new year. Bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, the calendar that we generally use. It's the beginning of a new year. Walhamdulillah. And glad tidings to you people for even making the decision to want to study the Arabic language, insha'Allah. Jayid. Some of you, mashallah, probably for the past 6 years, every December, January, you send a message. You know who you are. Jayid, when are the classes starting? Are the classes starting now? Are in January? What time? Where? What price? But mashallah, you never made it to the classroom. On the way here, shaitan caught you somewhere. Allahumma staan, Jayid. But alhamdulillah, today I see you are here. Mashallah, inshad. Excellent. Khair, inshallah. Jayid. Hayyakum Allah, ya mashayikh. Ukhti, what's your name? Ukhti means sister. Ukhti means my sister. In Arabic, whenever you find this ya at the end of a word, this indicates possession. So, what do you call your mother? Ummi. You don't say ummun. You say ummi, my mother. We say father, abi. Abi means my father. Allah is Rabbi, my Rabb. Are you with us? So if this is a qalamun, a pen, qalamun, how would I say my pen? I would say qalami, my pen. Jayid, excellent. Example, somebody asks, what's your deen? So then we say, deeni al-Islam. Okay? If maybe you stand there, if there's some other brothers, maybe they can fill up here. Jayid, next week, Mashaykh, brothers in front, sisters at the bottom, inshallah. Jayid. So, Dini al-Islam. What does Dini mean? my religion. Jameel. So we already learned, mashallah, I think this is lesson 5. Whenever you have a word which has this ya at the end of it, that ya indicates possession. Ummun, my mother. Ummi, father. Abun, my father. Abi, Rabb. Rabb is Lord. My Rabb, Rabbi. Excellent, mashallah. You know, you probably learned in madrasa, in maktab madrasa, that in your salah, after Durud Ibrahim, then you make dua. In your tashahud posture, at-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawat, finish that. Then Durud Ibrahim, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, etc. You finish that. Then one of the famous duas that many of us learned in madrasa is the one that you find in that book. What's it called? Zurul Muslimin. You know that book? Huh? Zurul Muslimin. Don't know the book? You know all the madrasa that you study? Zurul Muslimin, that's what they call it. Technically in Arabic it's called Daruratul Muslimin. But then the book went to India and by the time it came here it became Zurul Muslimin. But it's Darura. Darura means the essentials. The most important matters, the essentials for the Muslim. And the dua is there. And the dua is, Allahumma ghfir li, Allahumma ghfir li. Oh Allah, forgive who? Allahumma ghfir li. See, we got the lam, and then we got the ya. Allahumma ghfir li, wa li walidayya, and my parents. Wa li ustadi. Allahumma ghfir li, wa li walidayya, wa li ustadi. What's ustadi? My teacher, Jaid wali ustadi, wali jami'i al-muslimin, wal-mu'mini, wal-mu'minat, etc., etc. The point is, the ya indicates possession. I want to say this is a kitabun. What is this? This is a kitabun. Kitabun, make it my book. Kitabi. Excellent, mashallah. Jameel, walhamdulillah. And so glad tidings to you for wanting to study the Arabic language, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. Jaid. We will be studying the Medina Arabic Book 1, insha'Allah. The classes are from 8:30 until 10:30. There are some of you who have this idea that I will leave after 9:30. I wouldn't advise that. We cannot stop you from walking out of the classroom, but I definitely wouldn't advise that. The classes are 8:30 to 10:30, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. These are also flipped classes. What's a flipped class? In that, during the week, you will have to listen to an audio. You see this Medina Book 1, Medina Book 2, and currently Book 3, all of them, the recordings of them have already been done, mashallah. Every Friday, I think it is about 2:30 on Radio Al Ansar for the past 4 or 5 years, we've been going through the Medina Book 1, Medina Book 2, Medina Book 3. And so Medina Book 1 has been recorded in 25 audios, the whole book, from the beginning until the end. If you decide today, you know what, that's the story, khalas, I'm not going to come to class, I will sit at home and I will go through all of those audios. There's also a video book that has been done of it, but that's a paid course online. Video book, so you see the book in front of you there, as we speak, it's underlined, and you're obviously listening to the explanation. All of that's there. But this is a flipped class in that you have the double benefit of coming to class, learning stuff here, and then you also listen to the audio of that lesson at home before next week, Saturday. So today we will begin with lesson 1. What we don't finish of lesson 1, you will listen to it at home, inshallah, in a 40-minute audio. Inshallah, it also serves as revision. And mashallah, today with technology, the lessons are all on YouTube. We will give you the playlist. You don't even have to listen to it at the normal speed. You can times 2. And if it's 40 minutes, you get through it in 20 minutes. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. Jayid, as you wish, inshaAllah. Khalas, Jameel. There's also a small registration form. Maybe the week after next, Sheikh Swaid, who also teaches the classes here, he'll pass that on to you people, and you fill out that small registration form, inshallah. Other details we'll cover later on. Let's get deep into the matter of the Arabic studies, inshallah. Anyone doesn't know how to read Arabic here? You all know how to read, alhamdulillah. So your issue is understanding of the Arabic language. Why do you want to understand Arabic? What's your name, Sheikh? Yasir. What does Yasir mean? Who's well. Jayid, inshallah, you are well. What else? It comes from the root yusr. Yusr means something which is easy. Jayid, yusr means easy. Somebody, we say, mashallah, this person is yasar. Yasar meaning, you know, he's got enough of money. Jayid, things are easy for him, inshallah, when it comes to finances. Allah mentions in the Noble Quran, innama al-usri yusra. With every difficulty, there is ease. And Allah mentioned that twice. Inna ma'al usri. Say usr. Everyone. Usr. Is that easy to say or difficult? Easy, mashallah. It was difficult for me. Jayed. Again. Usr. With the ayn. Usr. Usr. Now say yusr. Which one's easy? The second or the first? Second. And the second means easy, and the first means difficulty. Jayid. So Allah mentions, with every difficulty there's ease, and verily with difficulty then comes ease, insha'Allah. Jameel. This here in English you call it onomatopoeia. Jayid, masha'Allah. Where the sound of a word gives you an indication of its meaning. The buzzing of bees. The running of the bell, Jayid, the ringing of the bell, Jayid, it gives you an indication of its meaning. In Arabic, the word sikkin, say sikkin. This means a knife. It's a very sharp word. Sikkin. You know, the word is sharp itself, Jayid. And usr means difficulty. This pronunciation gives you an idea with regards to its meaning. Anyway, so yasar, yusr means ease, mashallah. Why do you want to learn Arabic, Sheikh? Saturday morning, you could be cycling, Sheikh, subhanallah. You could be sleeping now.
Well, of course, the holy books are written.
Jayid. So Allah mentions in the Noble Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe. Ya Muhammad! Ya Salman, Ya Allah, Ya means, Jayid, you're calling out to someone. Ya ayyuha alladhina, those who amanu, those who believe. Oh, you who believe. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. La. What's la? Don't. No. La. Jayid, we say la ilaha. Jayid, forward. Jayid, just write down your name and your phone number, inshallah. La ilaha. La, so la means no, ikona, don't have. Jayid. So, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, la taqrabu salah. Qarib means when you get close to something. You say, then who's this brother? This is my qarib. Qarib means a relative of mine. Close relative of mine. Brother, don't sit so qarib to that sister. You don't move away from her. Sit ba'id from her. Ba'id from her. Are you with us? Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah save us. Our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people will come to him and they will say that I'm one with you guys. You know, I'm part of your ummah. I'm one of your ummatis. And then the angels will come and say, bu'dan, bu'dan, chase you away. Bu'dan means go away, go far away. The word ba'id means far. We spoke about qarib. Qarib means close. And ba'id means, doctor, if you can sit there. Yes, sir. If you can move there, inshallah. Oh, there's enough space there. Right? So, ba'id means far. The angels will say, bu'dan, bu'dan, bu'dan. Fadal, Sheikh. Salam, Sheikh. You late, Sheikh. Unacceptable. Unacceptable. Doesn't mean you're old, you know, you get an easy pass. Allah, understand. Inshallah, we hope we reach that. Why are you giving me money now, Sheikh?
It's a red and... Imam Jabal
Fakha. Khair, inshallah. Hayakallah, Sheikh Uthman. Now, what's your name, Sheikh? Muhammad. So, Muhammad, you want to obviously learn Arabic before you reach this age. Are you with us? Jayid? Khair, inshallah. Jayid? Because you saw it's difficult. So, rather you know the Arabic before you reach Uthman's age will be better, inshallah. MashaAllah. Dr. Uthman and his sister. They've been in the class now for the past few years, mashallah. Arabs already. Excellent, as Dr. Yasar said. So يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقربوا الصلاة. Don't come close to الصلاة. Allah tells us in the Quran, don't come close to الصلاة. وأنتم سكارى. When you are سكارى. What سكارى? When you are سكران. When you are سكران. When you are tipsy. When you are drunk. In the early days of Islam, the entire Meccan period of 13 years, it was allowed for you to consume alcohol. So don't come close to salah when you are drunk. Why? حتى تعلموا ما تقولون. Until you know what you are saying. So the Sahaba were told, don't come close to salah when you are drunk. Get sober, then you come for salah. Why? What's the reason? Because you don't know what you're saying. Because when you're drunk, you don't know what you are saying, O Arab Sahabi. That's not good enough. Get sober, come for salah when you are sober and you know what you are saying. Did you get that? So what about us? We're not drunk. We are sober. We say Allahu Akbar, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. 20 minutes we might have pulled that salah. But anyway, point is, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I must have understood from that salah, maybe 3%, maybe 5%. Whereas a drunk sahabi, who was told don't come for salah, but if he made salah, he probably would have understood maybe at least 50%. I mean, he's not whacked out on the floor, he's tipsy. Are you with us? So how bad that is? That's like an indictment against us. Allah told the sahaba, you are drunk right now, don't come and make salah, because it's not good enough. Sahabi who's drunk and Arab, he reads Surah Al-Fatiha, he can probably understand 50%. I am sober and I read it and I don't even understand 2%. That's a mushkila. That's a problem. Yes or no? Allahumma sta'an. Shayid. So, excellent, Ukhti. Excellent, Dr. Yassar. What's your name, Ukhti? Your name? Aliyah. Shayid, what does Aliyah mean? Huh? Most high. Shayid, Aliyah. Ulu. Ulu means something which is high. We say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most high. Ali. Ali's name. Ali, the name, same. Ali. Aliyah. Ali means the high one, the esteemed one, the honorable one. Jayid. We say that al-qalamu, the pen. Al-maktabi. Ala means on. Ala means on. So this column is on the table. It's raised. It's on the table. Are you with us? Excellent. MashaAllah. Jamil. So we got Sister Aliyah here. We got Brother Muhammad. What does Muhammad mean? The most praised. Jayid. The most praised one. Jamil. Ahmed means Jayid. Ahmed, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was born, they first named him Ahmed, and then later on it was changed to Muhammad. And all of them revolve around the word Hamd. Hamd means to praise. Sing the Hamd of Allah. Say Alhamdulillah. Jayid. So from Hamd, you get Muhammad, you get Ahmed, you get Mahmud. The Arabic language from the Semitic languages, all of the words, you can trace them back to a root. And from that root, you can derive so many other words from it. Jayid. Example, this is called a kitabun. What's kitabullah? What does kitabullah mean? Brother, what you doing? I'm reading kitabullah. The book of Allah, which is the Quran. Book of Allah. What's kitabu bilalin? What's kitabu bilalin? Bilal's kitab. Kitabu Muhammadin. Muhammad's kitab. Jamil, possession. So, we have the word kitabun. Then, the one who writes is called a katib. Muawiyah and many others, they were katib al-Nabi. They were scribes of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a kitab. The one who does the writing is called a katib. Katib. The place where you find books, the library, is called a maktabatun. A maktabatun, because it's got kitabs inside there. From kitabun, the one who writes is called a katibun. The place where you find all the books is called a maktabatun. Your office is called a maktabun. A desk is also called a maktabun. Why? Because you put a book on the desk. Jayid. Jamil. Yalla. Dr. Yassar. And Sheikh, what's your name? Ahmed. Jayid. So Muhammad, Ahmed, Dr. Irshad. Jayid. Irshad. What does Irshad mean? Anyone? J- Generally, your father's phone number would suffice, but mashallah, today everybody has a phone, isn't it? Allah save us. Jayed. So, Aliyah, repeat after me. If I do not finish Medina Book 1 this year, say after me. Finish Medina Book 1 this year, then I will not have a phone until 15. Khalas. See, I promise. Promise. Khalas. Excellent. Khair, inshallah. Right? Yeah, so if she doesn't finish Medina Book 1, she has to give it back. Jayed, yalla. So that's Ahmed. Dr. Irshad. Irshad. Anyone? What? Any word linked to Irshad? You heard the word Irshad? Anything? Irshad, Rashid, Arshad. Anything else? Anyone? The Khulafa? What? Khulafa al-Rashidin. The Khulafa al-Rashidin. Khulafa means the successors. Jayid. The ones who come after. Rashidin, they are what? The rightly guided caliphs. Rashidin, Rushd. Brother, he is very Rashid. Rashid. Rashid means that, he's rightly guided in his mind. Makes a decision. It's usually a decision that was not hasty. He thought about it properly, etc. Are you with us? This is from the root Rushd. Rushd. From Rushd, you get Irshad and Arshad and Rashid, etc. Khulafa are Rashidin. They are rightly guided. They are on the right path. Jayid. Yalla, doctor. Your name, Sheikh? Salim, Jayed Salim. Sallama yusallimu, to be safe. I greet you, as-salam. Salam is from that same root. Salam, salam, I want peace. And I do not want any harm upon you. Jayed, I mean, if we really gave salam, it's haq. What does salam mean? As-salam alaykum. Ala means on. So, as-salamu alaykum. The salam upon you. As-salamu alaykum. Add more, wa rahmatullah, and Allah's rahmah. Wa barakatuh, and Allah's barakah upon you. I mean, the salam is a big dua. Maybe that's why we don't make it properly, isn't it? I mean, it's like, I really want no one to harm you. I will not harm you. I don't want anyone to backbite you, or to tease you, or to mock you, or to do you down. I want Allah's rahmah upon you. I want Allah's barakah upon you. I mean, that's a big dua. Maybe that's why we don't really give the salam properly, or we don't really mean it. Allahu musta'an. The first advice the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave when he came to Medina al-Munawwara. He came to Medina al-Munawwara after spending 13 years in Mecca. And they were ready to assassinate him. And he leaves, he flees in reality with Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an. 3 nights in the cave. Medina is in that direction. They go in the opposite direction. In the cave, 3 nights. And then they head off using a guide. They hired a non-Muslim guide to take them to Medina. Wasn't the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam a seasoned traveler, businessman? Wasn't Abu Bakr a seasoned traveler and businessman? Didn't the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was a young boy, go to Medina al-Munawwara because his father was buried there? His father passed away on that travel when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was still in the womb of his mother. Didn't he go to Medina? Didn't he have family in Medina al-Munawwara of the tribe of Banu Najjar? Yes. Did his mother not pass away between Medina and Mecca when they were coming back? Yes. So he's been all of that. Why did they need to hire a guide to go to Medina? You understand the question? I mean, he's been to Medina many times. Why did he need a guide to take him to Medina? Because they used a route that was not the common route. They were hiding from the enemy. Found dead or alive, 100 camels you will get as a ransom if you bring the body of Muhammad dead or alive. So that's why they hired this guy, take us through the forest and the mountain and up and down and all of these places, so that we can avoid the highway. Let's take the back route. Jayid. So that's why they needed the guide. First advice the Prophet ﷺ gave when eventually he reached Medina al-Munawwara. People of Medina, every day they're going out the area of Masjid Quba. How many of you went to Medina? MashaAllah. And so the area of Masjid Quba, they would come there, look, are they coming, where are they? We heard he left this number of days ago. Where is he coming? Where? No, nobody. It's hot now, they go back home. And then one of the days, this Jew on his 40s, oh Muslim, oh you people, that man, you're waiting for his coming. And so they all rushed out and they welcomed the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, many of them went and welcomed Abu Bakr. because they never saw the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before, many of them. Yes, some of them, they met with him during the Hajj, and that's when they pledged allegiance to him, the people of Medina, and they told him in the second pledge of Aqaba, come to Medina and we will support and protect and all of this. Yeah, that's when he took the decision to migrate. But others who didn't meet him, they went to Abu Bakr, welcome, welcome, Abu, welcome. Then they saw Abu Bakr took like an umbrella and he shaded the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's the Prophet, not this man, yeah? And then they welcomed the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now imagine, first entry into Medina as a prophet now. Everybody's gathered. Many of them have believed in him even before he came to Medina al-Munawwara. Mus'ab ibn Umair, that youngster who had so much of money and wealth and all of this here. But when he became Muslim, his mother disowned him. He was there in Medina doing da'wah and many people became Muslim. First, everybody's waiting. Imagine, now the crowd has gathered. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to address them for the first time. They believed in him before he even came here. Ayyuhannas! O you people. So ayyuha, we said ya, o, nas. Nas means people. He didn't say ayyuhal muslimun, o Muslims. He didn't say ayyuhal mu'minun, o you believers. No, he said ayyuha nas. Medina, you got Jews, you got Christians, you got Muslims, you got pagans, you got all different denominations. So o you people, first advice he gave, afshu salama baynakum, spread the salam amongst you. Do what? Spread the salam amongst you can mean spread peace amongst the people. And it can also mean literally spread assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, which includes spreading of peace. Maybe somebody might think, you know, this man now, he's come to Medina al-Munawwara, new kid on the block here, new man on the block. Maybe he's going to rock the boat. I come in peace. I'm coming here to Medina al-Munawwara. I'm here to spread peace. Afshu salama baynakum. And spread peace amongst all of the people. Afshu salama baynakum. Jayyid. And so that's why when we first greeted you this morning, your salam was extraordinary, mashallah. Jayyid. Excellent. So hayyakumullah ya mashaykh. So the matter of salam. How did we get here to salam? Huh? Oh, salim now. Jayyid. Salim. Jayyid. Jayid, yalla salim, mashallah. Jayid, salim. So sallama, yusallimu. When people will be on the sirat, you know, on the sirat, the pul sirat, as it's called in Urdu, on the sirat, sallim, sallim. You know, Allah, you know, grant us safety and protection. Jamil, what's your name, Sheikh? Muhammad Ismail. Jayid, Ismail means the one who Allah listens to. You know, we say when we in salah, sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Sami'a. Sami'a means he heard. Who heard? Allah heard. Sami'a Allah. Allah heard. Heard what? Liman. To who? Hamidahu. Hamidahu Muhammad. To hamidahu. Allah listens to the one who praises him. Then what do we say? We say, sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Which means, sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Allah listens to the one who praises him. And then what do we say? Then we praise Allah. Rabbana lakal hamd. So I want to praise you because you listen to the one who praises. Jamil. That's when we say Rabbana lakal hamd. Jamil. So Ismail means the one who Allah listens to. Jamil. Ismail. Jamil. Yalla, Dr. Sweed. Allah only knows what Sweed means. Jayid, Swede, Malawi, ala kulli hal. Jayid, Swede. Swede in Arabic means the one who is from Switzerland. Jayid, Swede means in Arabic the one who is from Switzerland. Uthman, I don't know what Uthman means, Jayid, but obviously we know it's the name of the famous caliph. Uthman, what's he called? What's the title given to Uthman? Uthman al-Ghani. Uthman al-Ghani. Also, Dhun-Nurayn. So this is my job here, Shaykh Jayid. My job is to come here and pull all of these funny things and di-da-da, all of this here, you know, of these Arabic, what do you call it, pearls of wisdom and stuff like that, Jayid. Then Dr. Swede, you know, he's the man who focuses on the book, inshallah. And then you also have the audio that you have to listen to. Today you will receive the link for the entire book one. The links, 25 links for the entire book one. Either the YouTube links, which you can just listen to, mashallah, listen at a fast pace, no problem, listen as normal. You can go slow, mashallah. On YouTube, you can even play it slowly. Excellent. So that's one option. Second option is the app, Muslim Central app. Muslim Central app is a very, very, very important app that every Muslim who speaks English should have. Thousands and billions of lectures are there. And the entire Medina book is also there, inshallah. And then the third one, if you are a more visual person, we'll also send you the link for the video book. But that there is a separate, it's an online course. You will need to pay for that. And why? Because now you'll see the book in front of you. You will hear the audio. And wherever we are reading, etc., in this book will be underlined. And then there's a separate page where as we are speaking in the video, all of the benefits are typed up on the side. So they've sorted it out. You just sit there and you can watch it, mashallah. So that one there is a separate fee to that matter. All the others I mentioned are all free. This class is also free. So why suddenly Uthman took out money and stuff like this? Because, how much is for IDP?
150.
Oh, okay. So we run something called the Imam Development Program. And so he donated 150 to the Imam Development Program. And then the other 150 he says towards the rent. I come from Tongat. I live in Tongat. I come here on the Saturday whenever I'm in the country. Next week I'm not here. We unfortunately travel a lot. We run something called the Al-Kawthar Institute where we offer on-site, online courses in plus minus 30 cities around the world. And so we have to service these cities and travel everywhere. And then that which takes up 80% of our time is something called the Imam Development Program, where we offer working imams. The imam who's already got a job, he's working somewhere. Sheikh Suwaid was one of those imams. There's an imam working somewhere, but unfortunately his salary is 2,000, 1,000. He doesn't really have matric, he doesn't have opportunities, doesn't have a smartphone, doesn't know what's out there in terms of Islamic studies. He doesn't even have Bukhari, Muslim, Abu Dawood. The tools of the plumber he doesn't even have, Jayid. And so we offer these imams a 265,000 rand package over 2 years where we top up his salary every month, 2,000 beyond the salary that he gets. Laptop, internet, computer, smartphone, courses, Hajj, Umrah, all of these things. And alhamdulillah, we have gone through this this Imam Development Program now. About 115 to 20 imams in South Africa, Lesotho and in Malawi. And Sheikh Suwaid is one of those graduates, inshallah. So that's what keeps me busy 80% of the time. And then these classes here, from our side, I come from Tongat here. I'm not asking for any petrol or anything like that. The teaching is all free. But NMJ, they charge us rent for using this place here. They charge us rent for that car park and for that security guy there. So you have peace of mind for the air conditioner here, etc. So they do want some rent. Jayed. And so what we do every year, we say to the students that please, you know, you guys cover that rent, at least you guys cover that matter. How you do it, that's your endeavor, your business. But experience has shown that people forget insan, the word insan, what's the root of insan? Some say it's from nisyan means to forget. Nasiya Adam wa nasiya dhurriyatahu. Adam forgot and his children also forget. What did Adam forget? Ukhti? Excellent, Ukhti. Jaid, he forgot the number of years he gave to Dawood alayhi salam. Not he forgot that, oh, I must not eat from the tree. If he forgot and he ate from the tree, it wouldn't have been a sin and we'd still be in Jannah. Are you with us? That was premeditated, that was a sin. Wa'asa Adam, and Adam sinned in eating from that tree. Jayid. Whereas what he forgot was, he gave Dawood alayhi salam some years from his life. And so when the angel of death came to take his life, he says, no, I've still got time. He says, no, your time is up. So what do you mean, I've still got like 40, this now? Don't you remember you gave to Dawood alayhi salam because you said, oh, this is from my progeny and what a bright, you know, son he is. How long will he live? This number. No, give him from my life something extra. And so now your time is up. So they say, Adam forgot and his children also forget. And so, experience last year, many people forget, no blame on them. And the second reason that insan is called insan is because of uns. You have the sister, her name is Anisa. You have a brother, his name is Anis. The name Anis, not really common amongst the Muslims in South Africa, right? But Anisa, very common. And this comes from uns. Uns means like companionship. Human beings, by nature, we require people around us. That's why putting you in solitary confinement is punishment. Human being by nature, we need people around us, otherwise you go mad, you go crazy. Living just on the mountain on your own, not on. So people forget. So last year, so months, they're asking for rent and da-da-da and all of this year. So if we have some sort of system, either somebody says, khalas, you know what, 1 month I will cover the rent for the year, or you just work out the rent and each person sorts it out. I don't want to be involved in that. I leave that with Sheikh Suede. And if somebody cannot contribute anything, wallahi, I'd love to, but all I can afford is 13 rands every month. No problem. That's all you can pay. There's no obligations, inshallah. All you can afford is 13 rands, khair and barakah, inshallah. You can't afford anything, no problem, inshallah. But those who can afford, then it would be appreciated. We cover the cost of the petrol and coming here and the time and effort and all of this here. At least you can cover the cost of the venue, inshallah. Jayed. It's plus minus 1,500 rands a month for the four classes and all of this. Jayed, ya mashaykh, where are we now? Salim, Ismail, khalas. Dr. Uthman, Khulafa al-Rashidin, Jamil. He is also called Dhun-Nurayn. That's where we stopped. Dhu means to possess something. We say that, mashaAllah, Brother Muhammad, he is Dhu-Khuluk. Khuluk means character. When you look in the mirror, Allahumma anta hassanta khalqi. Oh Allah, you have beautified my khalq. Allah is our khaliq. Allah is what? Allah is our khaliq. And we are the makhluk. We are the makhluk. I'll repeat, khaliq. Allah is khaliquna. Allah is khaliquna, our creator. Allah is our raziquna. Repeat, raziquna. The one who grants us risk and sustenance, right? And we are the makhluk. So we look in the mirror, Allahumma anta hasanta khalqi. Oh Allah, you have beautified my khalq. My khalq is my outward, right? My appearance, my creation. Who made this? The khaliq made me. I am the khalq. I'm the outward thing here, the field. Fahassin khuluqi. And so, because you made my external so beautiful, oh Allah, beautify my internal, my khuluk. Khuluk is your character. MashaAllah, brother, you have very good akhlaq. Your akhlaq is very good. This is something internal, yes or no? Your akhlaq, your character is internal. Your external is your khalq. Allah is the khaliq of your khalq, etc. So you make dua, Allah, make my khuluk better. So if somebody says, Muhammad is dhu khuluqin. Dhu khuluqin. Dhu khuluqin. Khuluqin. Repeat, dhu khuluqin.
Dhu khuluqin.
Means he possesses character. He possesses good character. Uthman radiallahu ta'ala was called dhu an-nurayn. Dhu an-nurayn. Dhu an-nurayn. What's dhu?
Light.
MashaAllah, your face is full of nur. Nur means light. So Uthman was the possessor. Possessor. Dhu means to own. Dhu means to own, to possess. We say Allah is Dhul Jalal wal Ikram. Allah is Dhul Jalal, is the possessor of majesty and Ikram. What's this? Dhul Nurayn, possessor of
two lights.
Ah, Jameel. Possessor of two lights. Not one Nur, Nurayn. Two lights. What two lights he possessed? He was married to two daughters of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was married to Ruqayya, and then later on he was married to Ruqayya, and then he got married to Kulthum, two daughters of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he was called Dhu Nurayn. So yalla ya mashaikh, million things we went through. It was not planned. Jai, what does Dhu mean? Possessor, to own something. We say Muhammad is Dhu Khuluqin. He's got good. Good character. We say that Muhammad is Dhu Malin. What does Dhu Malin? MashaAllah, Dhu Malin. And he possesses money. Excellent, MashaAllah. We spoke about insan. Insan means human being. We are all insan. Insan comes from either nisyan, means to forget, or from uns, means that you require companionship, etc. Jamil. So Uthman here, Ukhti. Your name?
Shamima.
Shamima. Jaid Shamima. Shum means to smell. Now, what does shamima mean? Maybe it's a good smell. Allah knows best. You looked it up? What does shamima mean? I don't know. Your homework. Look up what shamima means. Jayid? Ukhti?
Yasmin.
You were in the class. Were you here last year? No. Okay. Khair. Yasmin. Jayid? Yasmin? Yasmin, Yasmin. Is it a fragrance? A fragrance of paradise. Jayid? What does Yasmin mean?
Is it
flower? Flower. Yasmin. Jasmine. Yeah, I think so. Allahu a'lam. Fadal ukhti. Anisa, right? So Anisa, we got it here. Anisa means the one who is like good company, the one who seeks companionship and stuff like that. Jamil. Ukhti?
Fatima.
Fatima. Jayid Fatima, well, obviously daughter of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She passed away 6 months after the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. SubhanAllah, somebody just recently authored in Arabic 8 volumes or 10 volumes on the life of Fatima. It's called an encyclopedia on Fatima. SubhanAllah. Jayid. Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, daughter of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the only one who passed away after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All his, how many children he had?
Six.
Huh? By the way, Mashayikh, besides these two, most likely you people will not become experts of Arabic by the time you die. Jayid. I mean, I don't want to burst your bubble, but 1 week, one class a week, you learn something inshallah, but you're not going to become some great expert or something like that. And so, that's why, tied with your learning of Arabic, learning some ahadith and some Quranic verses and dida, all of that, complements one another. In the Islamic University of Medina, where we had studied, this subject here, this Medina Arabic Book 1, it is a subject amongst plus minus 10 other subjects that you will study in the 2-year program, which prepares you to enter university with the average Saudi student who went from class 1 to matric. Then both of you are in university together. After this 2-year program, you and him are together in university. But in preparation for that, don't think, well, oh, if I study Medina Book 1, Book 2, Book 3, then I'm on the level of a university student in a Saudi university. No, this is one subject amongst plus minus another 10 subjects. Are you with us, Mashaykh? Right? So some people have Medina Arabic, mashallah, you do the 3 books and you can, you know, you want that level? No, you will study a hadith on a, you know, elementary level. You study tafsir on an elementary level. You will study many other works of Arabic on an elementary level and build up over 2 years, over 4 semesters. Then you and the Saudi guy will enter university together, and inshallah, you can compete with him. Bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. We stopped on Fatima. So Fatima, daughter of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she was the only child who passed away after the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How many children did he have?
Six.
Jayid, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had 7 children. Why 6? What 6? Jayid, don't change history, Shaykh. Jayid, history is history. Whether you like it or you don't like it, it can't change. Jayid, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had 7 children. 7 children. He had 4 daughters and he had 3 sons. And from those 7, all 6 passed away in his lifetime except Fatima. 6 passed away in his lifetime and Fatima, the 7th, she passed away after him by 6 months. Number one, he had? He had Qasim. That's why he is called Abul Qasim. The father of?
Qasim.
The father of Qasim. Qasim means, you know, the one who divides matters up. Right? Qasim, the one who divides matters up and distributes stuff, etc. He mentioned, Allah is the Mu'ti and I am the Qasim. Allah is the one who gives and I am the one who divides and distributes and stuff like that. Jayid, that's why, like, for example, like in marriage or something, you know, even this word, I think in English, kismet. Kismet, I think, comes from Arabic, which means, you know, your qisma. Your qisma. Qisma means your share. You know, your division, your qisma, or your nasib. You ask the sister, why you're not married, or the brother, you say, my nasib hasn't yet come. Jayid, you know, my share hasn't come, etc. My qisma hasn't yet come. Jameel. So he was called Abul Qasim, the father of Qasim. This was his kunya, and Qasim passed away very young. Was from Khadija, and Qasim passed away in infancy. Prophet ﷺ was called Abul Qasim. This is a kunya in Arabic. Many of the Sahaba, you don't really know their name. Abu Huraira, Abu Bakr. What was Abu Bakr's name? Anyone knows? Abdullah, mashallah. Most people don't know. All we know is Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr, that's his name, Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr is not a name. We had a friend of ours in Medina. His name was Abu Saleh. Abu Saleh, right? So in class, when the teacher would ask, you know, what's your name? He said, Abu Saleh. Teacher, what's your name? He said, no, Abu Saleh. Because in the Arabic, that's not a name. Abu something means I'm the father of Saleh. Something, I'm the mother of so and so. That's not your name. Abu Huraira is not your name. Abu Bakr is not your name. Jaid. Abu Hafs is Umar's kunya. Abu Hafs is his kunya, his agnomen. Prophet's kunya is Abu al-Qasim. But his name is Muhammad. So this guy was named a kunya. So he said, what's your name? Say, Abu Saleh. What's your name? Say, Abu Saleh. Show me your passport, etc. It says in there, Abu Saleh. Where are you from? Mauritius. I understand now. You know, you guys don't know what's going on. And so you named somebody a kunya. No, you named somebody a name, not a kunya. For example, Doctor, your eldest kid's name is? Your eldest kid? Muhammad. So you are Abu Muhammad. Right? Whether you knew it or you didn't know, you are Abu Muhammad. So when you go home today, tell your wife, you know what? I just realized I'm Abu Muhammad. Subhanallah. One lesson of Arabic, you're already being brainwashed, etc. Right? You got like multiple polar. What's polar? What's polar? What's the new? Everybody got polar something on? Bipolar. Mashallah. You're bipolar, Jameel. Now, excellent. So you are Abu Muhammad. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Abu al-Qasim. Then he had another son by the name of Abdullah from Khadija, also passed away in infancy. Then when he was in his 60s in Medina, 60 something, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had another son by the name of
Ibrahim.
And that Ibrahim lived one and something years and he also passed away, subhanallah. Those were his three sons. Muhammad, the three sons were?
Qasim,
Abdullah, and Ibrahim. Repeat. Ibrahim, excellent. Then he had four daughters, Aliyah. What were his daughters' names? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, four daughters? You heard that sister, she mentioned one name. Fatima. Jaid, if you want to go in order. Then we had Zainab, Ruqayya, Kulthum, and Fatima. Zainab, Ruqayya, Kulthum, and Fatima. Jameel, so that's Fatima. Next person, Ukhti, Fadal. Anisa. So we've got two Anisas, mashallah. Fadal, Ukhti. MashaAllah, two Fatimas. Just makes it easy. That's so good for time, ya Mishai. That is so good for time. Fadal Ukhti? Razia. Jaid. No. It's a Radiyah. Jaid, Radiyah. Jaid. Mushkila Ukhti. Take note. It is Radiyah. Jaid. Most female names end with a ta. Important. One way to know whether a word is masculine or feminine. By the way, the Arabic language, everything. Words are either masculine or feminine. We don't have in between. Jaid, it's clear cut. Jaid, so radiyya. Words ending with a ta are usually feminine. Except a few, tasneem, yasmin, those few names don't have a ta, right? So radiyya. Whereas radiyya means, it comes from the root of radiyya. Radiyya means to be pleased. Radiyya, radiyya. We say the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. May Allah be pleased with them. Jaid, may Allah be pleased with them. Jaid. Ridha. Not Riza. Not Riza. Ridha. His name is Ridha. Jaid. Excellent. So radiyya comes from that. As for Raziyya, Raziyya, this is a calamity. Raziyya is a calamity. Abdullah ibn Abbas, he mentions the Raziyya of Yawm al-Khamis. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away on a Monday, right? Then there was Sunday, there was Saturday, and there was Friday, and there was Thursday. So on this Thursday here, before the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, hadith in Bukhari, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba, bring me something that we'll write down, some information that will, prevent you people from falling into misguidance. And so some Sahaba said, bring that whatever. Not that the Prophet ﷺ will write himself, but he will give it to somebody, he will dictate it and they will write. And so some said, no, leave the Prophet ﷺ, he's sick right now. Leave him now. And said, no, what you talking? Bring that thing there, he wants to have some. Then the Prophet ﷺ told him, all of you, just go out, just leave me, please. And they all went out. So Abdullah ibn Abbas, he called that incident there the Raziyya of Yawm al-Khamis. The Raziyya, the calamity or the disaster of that Thursday. right? Why? Because later on in history you had Ali and Muawiyah and wars that occurred and events and stuff like that there, right? So he felt that maybe if something was said on that day, maybe it would have prevented that. This is the assumption of Abdullah ibn Abbas. That might not have been the case. Maybe the Prophet ﷺ wanted to tell them that hold on to salah. Are you with us? Maybe he wanted to say hold on to the five pillars. Are you with us? Not necessarily he wanted to talk about something related to politics. Allahu A'lam. Point is, raziyya means an issue, a problem, a calamity. How are we doing with time, Shaykh? Subhanallah, almost 1 hour gone. Jayyid, yalla. My name is Bilal Ismail. Jayyid. My kunya is Abu Yusuf. Abu Yusuf. Your kunya is? Yes, sir? Your kunya? Usually it's after your eldest child, but if you don't have children, choose a name that you like and then you call yourself Abu Dad. No problem. Choose a name you like. Inshallah. Based on what's to come.
Does it have to be male or
female? Anything, whatever you like. It has to be one of those two. I know, now today we got like 20 other genders. Yalla, Sheikh. Abu Fatima, excellent. Muhammad, what's your kunya? You are Abu? Abu what? Choose a name. She knows. Well, what name you like? When you grow big and you get married, then one day when you get a cell phone, then you have a child. What name would you call your child? What name do you like? Fatima. All Fatimas, yes. Subhanallah. Right? So you will be from today, Fatima, the mother of Fatima. That Fatima who's still to come. And you, Muhammad, you are Abu? Choose a name. Uwais. Abu Uwais. Arshad. Irshad. Abu?
Abu Hadia.
Abu?
Hadia.
Hadia. Hadia with a ha or a ha?
Ha.
Ha. What does that mean? With a ha, it's a gift.
Oh, okay.
Hadia. Hadia. Hadia is a gift with a ha, not a ha. Okay. So Abu Hadia. Salim?
Muhammad.
Abu Muhammad. Muhammad?
Abu Muhammad.
MashaAllah. Dr. Suede, you are Abu?
Munira.
Abu?
Abu Fatima.
Abu Fatima. Okay? What? Choose a name. Bilal. Khalas. Bilal. Right? She's not my biological mother, but my granny, my nanny taught her in madrasa. Fadal Ukhti. Saifullah. Saifullah Katrada. Okay, khair inshallah. Saifullah. It's Saifullah with a seen. Seen. Sometimes you find somebody wants to add their own masala tajweed. Saifullah. You turned it into the summer of Allah. From sword of Allah, you made it the summer of Allah. Saif is what we're experiencing right now, a very hot summer. Whereas Saif is a sword. Khalid ibn Walid is not the summer of Allah, he is the sword of Allah. Fadal Ukhti, you are Amira. Amira means the Amir is the one in charge, and the obviously the Amira is the one who's in charge of the Amir. Right? I mean, he might be in charge of whatever. Amira is in charge of him. Fadal Ukhti, what?
Nazaha.
Nazaha. Nazaha. Nazaha means something which is clean, something which is blemish free. Jay, purity. Jayid. Mumtaz. Fadal Ukhti. Hadia. Hadia. Jayid. Ukhti? Ibrahim. I like the simple ones. Fadal Ukhti? Radiya. Aisha. Fadal Ukhti?
Zaid.
Zaid. Khalas, inshallah. So when you go, three of you go home today, tell your mother, I am what? Abu?
Uwais.
Abu Uwais. Fatima. Abu Muhammad, ya Allah. Why? She said, next week I want to come for this class. So what is going on? This is like a radicalized program or something. Jayid? Ala kulli hal.
That's Ibn Ismail, your father. Sorry? Ibn Ismail.
Well, let's see now. If you want to go full story here. Yeah. Jayid? Jayid, if you want to, mashallah, Sheikh wants everybody to be renamed. Right? So, example, doctor here. He is Abu, what? Well, let's go to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Abul Qasim. This we say, this is in English, it's called an agnomen. In Arabic, it's called a kunya. Kunya means this Abu something. You don't even have to have a kid by that name.
Abu Huraira, hir means a cat. Hir means what?
Cat.
So Abu Huraira used to play with the kittens and have the kittens around him, so they call him the father of the cat. He had no son by the name of Cat. Abu Bakr had no son by the name of Bakr. Bakr means a young, strong camel. He's not his son. Shayyid? MashaAllah. Jazakallah khair for joining us, Hashim, MashaAllah. Next week, inshallah, Allah will bring you here earlier, inshallah. Shayyid. So, Bakr means a young, strong, agile camel. No, he never had a son by the name of Bakr, but he was called Abu Bakr. So you don't need to have a son by that name to have a kunya. In fact, Imam al-Nawawi says that it's recommended for every Muslim to take a kunya, whether you have kids or you don't have kids. Proof? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw this one boy by the name of Umair, playing with a bird, nightingale. The bird died. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Ya Aba Umair. Call him what? The father of Umair. Small boy, 6 years old. Do you think he got kids? No. Oh, the father of Umair, ma fa'ala nughair. What happened to the bird? Look at how the play on words. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rhymed his name Umair with the bird nughair. Oh, Aba Umair, what happened to your nughair? What happened to your nightingale bird, etc.? Point is, call him by a kunya. So the proof there, even if you have no kids, Aisha, our mother Aisha, she is our mother, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. She had no kids. Passed away, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away when she was 18. She had no children. She never remarried, obviously they can't marry. The wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they can never get married to anyone. They are the mothers of everyone. How can anyone marry them? Are you with us? So she is called Abdullah. She said, Ya Rasulullah, all your other wives, they got kunyas, Salama, Habiba, this. Well, it was a sign of respect amongst the Arabs that you don't call somebody by the name Muhammad, come here, Salman. You are out of respect, you call him Abul Hassan, Abul Qasim. Ali is called Abul Hassan. You know, you out of respect address him by their kunya. Amongst the Arabs, up to today, many, you will never ever know his wife's name. Okay? All you know is she is Aisha. Or she is Yusuf. Right? That's all you will know. You will friend, close friend. Obviously you won't see her. But besides that, you won't even know her name. Right? All you know is she is the mother of Yusuf or whatever it might be. Shayyid, very protective over that matter. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Abul Qasim. We talked about Qasim. Yes or no? Imagine losing a kid. You know, I mean, it's not anything. You have many scholars who have written books, you know, solace to the heart of the parents who have lost a kid. It's a very, very heavy matter. Allah save us. Jayid. And I'm sure you have some relatives, you know, a young kid passed away and stuff like that, and how heavy it was. Allahumma musta'an. Imagine the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 6 of his 7 children passing away in his lifetime. He went to the Battle of Badr, won a great victory there in the Battle of Badr. Abu Jahl, that criminal, that shaitan, the one who took a spear and hooked it up the privates of Sumayya and killed her. That Abu Jahl, the Fir'aun of this ummah, was killed in the Battle of Badr. What a victory! We come back to Medina al-Munawwara and he gets the news that his daughter Ruqayya, they just finished burning her. She passed away. Allahu Akbar. And then besides obviously Qasim and Abdullah and Ibrahim, he's in his 60s, he's crying. Inna la'een, inna la'een. What's ayn? The eye. Inna la'eena. Inna means verily, indeed, surely, no doubt. Inna la'eena la tadma. Indeed, the eye it tears. Wa inna al-qalba la yahzan. And indeed, the heart, the qalb. What's a qalb? Qalb is a heart. The qalb yahzan. It is saddened. The heart is saddened. وَمَا نَقُولُ And we don't say إِلَّا مَا يُرْضِي رَبَّنَا Except what is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنَّا بِفِرَاقِكَ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ لَمَحْزُونُونَ And we're very saddened by your departure, O Ibrahim. Maybe Ibrahim would have been his bloodline. Maybe Ibrahim would have, you know, continued, would have lived after him, etc. But there's wisdom in that also. I mean, we find that our brothers from another mother, example the Shia, so they go into great extremes with regards to the children of Fatima. Generally, your daughter's children are not that close to you. They've gone into another family. Yes or no? Your son's son, your son's children, you know, those are like closer to you. The wisdom in this, that they've gone into so much of extremes with regards to the children of Fatima. Imagine if the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a son, and a son, a bloodline like that. Imagine what levels of extreme people would have gone into. Are you with us? Right? Allahumma sta'in. Anyway, so Abu al-Qasim. Then his name is Muhammad. His name was Muhammad. Ibn Abdullah. His father's name was Abdullah. So if we had to work like this, Doctor, you are Abu Muhammad. Your name is Ahmed. Ibn. Ibn means son of. Ibn means son of. Or if you're a female, then bint. You are the daughter of so-and-so. Okay? You're either son of so-and-so or you're the daughter of so-and-so. Ibn, what's your father's name? Ibn Sulaiman. Jaib Ibn Sulaiman. So Ibn Sulaiman. So you are Abu Muhammad Ahmed Ibn Sulaiman. And the Prophet ﷺ, Ibn Abdullah Al-Hashim. From the tribe of Banu Hashim. Prophet ﷺ was from the tribe of Banu Hashim. And then you are from Al, what's the family name, etc.? Lunat. Lulat. Allah said that's Lulat. As long as it's far from Lut. This is a mushkila. You find that some ulama also, generally, we call those people that, you know what we're talking about, we call them Qom Lut. Qom Lut. So you find, you know, people talking, they say, you know, this. They even use the word Luti. In Arabic, the word Luti. Luti is the one who does that act of the people of Lut alayhi salam, right? But some ulama have reservation with this. Why? Because you've taken the name of the Nabi. He was obviously free from all of this here. But now we've given this act its name based upon that Nabi. You know, like the Nabi is linked up or something. No. Right? You say those people are the, you know, the Qom Lut. No. The Qom Lut were the people who believed in Lut alayhi salam and followed him and stuff. Not the criminals who were doing criminal acts. Are you with us, Mishaykh? Those who understand inshallah. Right? Anyway, this is Lulat, so anyways, nothing to do with all of that. Lulat. Jameel. Dr. Uthman, your full kunya is Abu?
Fatima.
Abu Fatima. Abu Fatima.
Ismail.
Ibn Ismail. So his father's name was Ismail Al Hafji. Al Hafji. Jayed? 500 pence. Jayed Hafji. Khair inshallah. Jayed? Arshad, Irshad, give me your full story here. So you are Abu
Hadiyah.
Abu Hadiyah. Abu Hadiyah. Mr. Uthman here. Abu Hadiyah. So there's Uthman. Abu Hadiyah. So you are Abu Hadiyah. Irshad.
Ibn
Muhammad.
Farooq.
Muhammad Farooq. His father got a double barrel name. Muhammad Farooq. Al. Alauddin. Jayed, you watch Ertugrul? Alauddin. Jayed. Ala from Aliyah. Alauddin. The one who raises up the religion. Ulu. He puts the religion up high. Jayed. Not Alauddin. Alauddin. Jayed. This is not Urdu class. Jayed. Yalla. Any sister who wants to take a try here? Any one of the Anisas. Yalla. You are what? Ukhti in the middle. Om Ibrahim,
Fatima,
Bint
Atiyah.
Bint, your father's name.
Oh, my father's name.
Yeah. You are the daughter of your father.
Qasim.
Bint?
Qasim.
Bint Qasim. Jayed, Bint Qasim. Paternity is dictated by your father's side, not your mother's side. Jayed. Bint Qasim. This here, a line across indicates two dots. Jayed, in fast writing, a line across indicates two dots. Qasim. Al means family. You know, we say Allahumma salli ala Ali Muhammad. Ali Muhammad means family of Muhammad. Ali Ibrahim, family of Ibrahim. So the family of Al, what?
Qasim, my maiden surname. Yeah. The maiden Qasim.
Your father's the family tribe, family name.
Qasim.
Nothing to do with your husband, Ufti. Once you get married, you don't lose paternity. Jayed, I mean, you know, I mean, so we have, for example, sister Sumayya. So she is Sumayya Khan. She comes from her father's name, tribe Khan, Didada, etc. Then she gets married and they put Sidat. Jayed, maybe some years something don't work and they knock the Sidat out. Then Sumayya Khan / Bala. Jayed, in the old days, what they used to do is, from the beginning, she loses Khan and then becomes Sumayya Sidat. now divorce rates are high and all of that, the home affairs is a big mushkila, right? So they say, no, we leave it to me, Arab Khan, we just put a dash there, see that. And if he gets dashed, then we put back. just keep there, right? The point is, ya mashayikh, this is nothing to do with who your husband is. Once you get married, yes, we do the ID and all of this here for ease, you know, of documentation and registration and stuff like that. Otherwise, they want proof of marriage and stuff. But otherwise, you will always be the daughter of your father. That's your paternity. You can marry a million times. That doesn't change who you are, your paternity. Jaib. So, Ibrahim, Fatima bint Qasim, and the tribe family of?
Qasim.
Khair, inshallah. Jaib. Khair. Anyone else want to take a try?
The Prophet's wife did not take his surname.
No.
He kept his father's name.
Yes. There was no taking of name because you are Fatima bint Muhammad. That's who your father is. You get married to somebody, you don't become... Nobody even says, I am Fatima. Also, that naming, Arabic naming system is like this. Fatima bint, daughter of so-and-so. So you will never become the daughter of your husband. Marriage will not be allowed. Right? But in our naming system, which we drew from the Europeans or whatever, where it's just two names together, which doesn't really indicate... being a son or a daughter of this and that, this can happen. Fatima Muhammad, Fatima Khan, then she becomes Fatima Sidat, Fatima Suleiman. You know, ala kulli hal, Shaykh. Point is, my name is Abu Yusuf Bilal ibn Ismail al Jibai. Shayid. Hayyakumullah. Where are we, ya Shaykh? Open up to Medina Arabic Book 1. Page 1, inshallah. Jayid. Right, okay. So now, the next thing will be, okay, I don't have a book, di-da-da, all of those questions. Khair, inshallah. Jayid, we don't supply books, Mashaykh. Either you go to Al-Ansar, and you can buy the three volumes, the Medina Book 1, Book 2, and Book 3, or you can go to IG Hussein, and you can buy it. The going price of the books there are between 350 for the full set of three volumes, which you will keep for a lifetime, inshallah. The going price is around 350, 400. There's a bookshop in Johannesburg that got it for about 500 and something. If anybody wants, I managed to get 10 copies here, inshallah, and these are at 250. Right? So I've got 10 copies here. You don't need to pay now. You can pay later, etc. But do pay if you take it. Huh? I don't keep records, Mashaykh. We trust you people, inshallah. But, you know, mushkila. Anyway, so I've got 10 copies here. If anyone wants, ahlan wa sahlan. You can pay next week, the week after. You can do an EFT as you choose, inshallah. Whatever makes you happy, bismillah ta'ala. Jayid. I can guarantee you, you're not going to find it anywhere cheaper, inshallah. If somebody completes Medina Book 1, mashallah, subhanAllah. Jazakallah for coming so early. Next week, you should be at least. At least, you know, you can open the door for us. Who wants a copy of Mashaykh? Jay, Dr. Arshad wants two copies there. Sweet, just make a note there. So, Dr. Arshad. Sister Alia, you can give it to Brother Arshad there, inshallah. Alia, give it to that brother there, Arshad. One, two, Arshad, can you put his hand up? Arshad, you want two copies? Yes, are PDFs available of the book? Yes, there are PDFs available of the book. Will you be able to study for 1 year by the PDF? If you feel, I mean, to be honest, three volumes for 250 rand, you can take it and go and study back to Al-Ansar. Jay, anyone else wants? Dr. Bair, volume 1, volume 2, and volume 3. Yeah. Anyone else? That's the same thing. The only difference is that this print has the English for all of the instructions. Maybe that's better. Why? Because they don't give you the English for the instructions. The instructions they will tell you in Arabic and we will translate, but in this one they've got it in Arabic and in English. No, you buy all three. It's 250 for the whole set. Alas, nobody else? Everybody else has? No. One copy. Check one, volume three, and volume two.
One or six. Yalla, any questions? Any questions with regards to anything we covered so far? Any questions with regards to the class? Any questions? Su'al. Su'al is a question. Fi su'al. Anyone has a su'al? Fadal ufti. That is the plan.
Yes.
No. So, if somebody is asking a question from this angle, so I want to come from book one. So I will be in class from 8:30 to 9:30, and then I'm going to run away. As we said, we can't stop you, but you shouldn't do that. Why? Because even the stuff that will be covered in the second hour, they all complement one another. We used to have these classes on a weekday, on Tuesdays and on Wednesdays and on Saturdays. And each class was 2 hours. It was only once we moved it to the Saturday that now we got book one students, we got book two. It would be difficult to have 2 hours of book one and then 2 hours of book two. So we said, everybody comes together, we will cover book one and we will cover book two. And there'll be all of these other things attached to it, and so it all complements one another. I need to leave at 9:30. No problem. You can leave. You're not going to stop you or anything like that, right? But you will be at a loss. But also, please ensure that the audio that we send you to listen to during the week, that you do that, inshallah. 30 minutes in the week, inshallah. Khair, any other questions? Khalas, any other questions? How many books we had taken there? You want one? That's for Muhammad. Any other questions? Huh? Very good. Alhamdulillah.
For me to go back.
No worries. I would advise you people that every Thursday between Maghrib and Isha, every Thursday, mashallah, in the old days, you know, on Thursdays, you know, they used to put the TV off and no TV, and you know, all of this here, sit and read Quran. Even if they don't read Quran the whole week, you know, they used to do it on the Thursday. I don't think that happens anymore. Anyway,
no, it happens.
Happens. Alhamdulillah. Anyway, every Thursday, Hayyakillah ya Anisas. Every Thursday between Maghrib and Isha at Al-Huda. Al-Huda Musalla is directly opposite the atrium. Atrium shopping center?
Ridge Road.
No. Directly opposite that, there's a Musalla there. There's ladies' facilities and stuff. Every Thursday between Maghrib and Isha, directly after Maghrib, we have a Seerah class. It's a free Seerah class there. Last year we went through the whole Seerah of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we started this week Thursday, and we're going through the same aspects that were left out, and we also started the biography of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Then there's something else that we, from amongst the things that keep us busy, we'll send you some details, but that course started this Monday. This Monday that just passed, it started. It's a 2-year program. It covers 4 aspects. Number 1, study. Number 2, memorization. Number 3, suhba, which means face-to-face. And number 4, volunteering. This is for serious people who have plus minus 10 hours to give for the month, that they will dedicate plus minus maximum 10 hours for the month. I mean, one day has 24 hours, but 10 hours for the month. So there's a syllabus for 2 years that they study correspondence. We send them the links, da-da-da, in their homes. They study this. Example, the first quarter timetable is as such. Number 1, the first month, which is January, they go through a book entitled 33 Lessons for Every Muslim. Total audio for all of this is probably 4 hours. 4 hours of audio that they will go through. The book is entitled 33 Lessons for Every Muslim. Lesson 1, 5 pillars of Islam. Lesson 2, 6 pillars of Iman. Lesson 3, how to make wudu. Lesson 4, how to perform a ghusl, etc. Basic stuff for a rusty Muslim or a revert Muslim. With that, they also study in month 1, the biography. It's a documentary, 25-30 minute biography to inspire them, insha'Allah, on the life of Abdul Rahman As-Sumait, famous organization which was started, Africa Muslim Agency,
was started by a Kuwaiti doctor who had studied in Iraq, and he started doing da'wah in Africa, in Malawi. Many, many years ago, he passed away, rahimahullah. When they talk about the people who embraced Islam at his hands, you're talking about like hundreds of thousands of people. Dr. Abdul Rahman As-Sumait. So there's a 25-minute documentary on his life. Then in January, you also have to memorize on your own, Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas. That's what you have to memorize for this month, Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas. And you also have to give 2 hours of volunteering wherever you can. At your masjid, at a school, at a creche, on the street, anywhere, wherever it might be, to do some volunteering so that there's knowledge and there's also some action, inshallah. So alhamdulillah, there's about 50 students in the southern African countries who have registered for that. If somebody is interested, I can send you the links. You'll need to obviously do a little bit of catch up to join that, inshallah. Second month, it's the seerah of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabi al-Awwal just passed a few months ago, and we launched a course. And the course is out there. It's a free course. It's lovemuhammad.alkawthar.org. It's 13 lessons on the entire seerah of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that those halaqat that we had at Al-Huda last year after Maghrib on the seerah of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that none of you attended. So we then professionally recorded those lessons in 13 lessons with a video and with a PowerPoint presentation. And so there's a dedicated website, lovemuhammad.alkawthar.org, where a student goes, registers for the course, watches those 13 videos, or I don't want to watch, I like to listen. Or you listen to it, listen 13 audios. If you want, then you do the online test and automatically a certificate is generated for you. And honestly, that's a very, very, very good course. It's very thorough and in-depth, mashallah. You can basically say that it's a summary of, so for example, Yasir Qadi has this, Dr. Yasir Qadi, our sheikh, he's got this 110-hour seerah of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These 13, it's basically like a summary of that, inshallah, with other stuff. So the second month, these students will go through their entire 13 audios and they will cover that. Then they will also study a 25-minute documentary on the life of Sheikh Ahmed Didat, and we know his son passed away yesterday, Allahu musta'an. Why? The documentaries are hopefully to inspire them, inshallah. The third and fourth month, March and April, they will go through the entire Medina Book 1. You'll do it in 1 year, inshallah, right? You come one hour a month, a week, Jade. So they will go through March and April, the entire Book 1. 25 audios divided into 2 months. 10 audios here, 12 audios there, etc. And they go through it. And they also go through the biography of Aliya Izetbegovic. Who was that? Former Bosnian president, who was the president at the time of the Bosnian War, the one who wrote the famous book Islam Between the East and the West. So there's a documentary on his life and a documentary on the life of Malcolm X. So this is the first 4 months of that course. So that's also something that we run via Al-Kawthar Institute, inshallah. Anyone interested, we can send you the details and you can register, inshallah. And once a year, there's a retreat. 3-day retreat, either in Drakensberg or in Tilburg in Cape Town or something, where they all come together, so they meet one another. You need to have that face-to-face interaction, inshallah. Yalla, everyone has a book? Who does not have a book? Everyone has a book, mashallah. Jayyid, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. How many of you have come now because you want to study Book 2? You know, I came to study Medina Arabic Book 2, so I know who's who in the zoo here. Right, so we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. 6 and 7, right? 7 students who are Medina Arabic Book 2. What lesson are you people on in Book 2? Lesson number? Lesson 13 or 16, right? Stop me at 5 past 10, inshallah. As for the rest of you, inshallah, Ad-Darsul Awwal. We are sitting in a dars now. What's a dars?
On Thursday after Maghrib, where are you going?
I'm going to the dars.
The dars is a lesson. And who is teaching the dars?
The Mudarris. The Mudarris is the one who teaches the dars. Are you with us? All linked up, as we said, you know, it goes back to a root. So, dars is lesson. Lessons will be durus. I'm attending many durus.
And who is the mudarris? The mudarris is the teacher, insha'Allah.
Jayid? So, ad-darsul awwalu, lesson number one in your Medina Arabic book one, insha'Allah. It says there, hada.
So, what are we learning? Important. It's a fundamental analysis. Hada. Everyone say hada.
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 Hada means this point to something. Hada. Hada rajulun. Hada rajulun.
Hada qalamun. Hada qalamun. Aliyah.
Hada qalamun. Hada kitabun. Hada kitabun. Hada mudarrisun. Hada mudarrisun. Hada babun. Hada babun.
Hada kursiyun. Hada kursiyun. Hada kursiyun. Hada miftahun. Hada miftahun. What does a miftah do? It opens up something. You remember in the seerah, in the year 8 after Hijrah, it's called the year of the Fath. The Fath of Makkah. Amu Fathi Makkah. Because Fath of Makkah. What does that got to do with this, which is a miftahun? Miftahun opens up something. And the conquest of Makkah is called the Fath. Because now it is open to the Muslims. The city of Makkah was now open to the Muslims in the year 8 after Hijrah. That's why it's called the Am al-Fat. Excellent. So, Hada, Hada means this. Hada Baytun. Hada Baytun. Hada Baytun. Hada Baytun. Hada Baytun. Hada Baytun. Hada Baytullahi. Hada Baytullahi. This is the house of Allah. Hada Baytu Bilalin. Repeat. Hada baytu Muhammadin. Hada baytu Hishamin. This is the house of Hisham. This is Muhammad's house. This is the house of Allah. Jameel. Hada masjidun.
Hada masjidun. Hada masjidun. Hada masjidun. Hada masjidun.
What's a masjid? Masjid is a place where you make sajda. Where you make sajda, then that place is called a masjid. Where you make sujood. Jameel. The person who makes sujood is called what? The one who does sujood is called what? What's his name? You call him Sajid. Sajid. Where's brother Sajid? Sajid, the one who makes? The one who makes sujood. Jayid. Katib. Katib, the one who writes. The one who writes. Jayid. Hada babun.
Hada babun. Hada babun.
Hada kitabun. Hada kitabun. Hada qalamun. Hada qalamun. Hada qalamun. Hada miftahun. Hada miftahun.
Take note. Hada is masculine. Hada is masculine. And all of the things we just spoke about were also masculine. Hada babun, hada muhammadun, hada kitabun, hada qalamun. We will learn in lesson 3 or 4 about hadihi, the sister. So we don't say hada shamima. No, you say hadihi shamima. Hadihi aliya. Hadihi fatima. Hadihi sumayya. Hadihi madrasa. See madrasa. Madrasa. It's got a ta at the end. Madrasa is a feminine word. So, hadihi madrasa. Whereas, hada qalamun. Are you with us? Coming up later.
Continue. Hada miftahun. Hada miftahun. Hada maktabun. Desk. Hada maktabun. Hada maktabun.
Hada sarirun. Sarirun is a bed. Hada sarirun. Hada sarirun. Hada sarirun.
Hada kursiyun. Hada kursiyun. Muhammad, what does hada mean?
This is. Well, technically in Arabic there's no is. We understand it to be this is in English, right? Hada just means this, but we understand it to be this is. So if I said Muhammad, hada kursiyun, what does it mean? Hada qalamun. Hada miftahun. Hada babun. Hada bilalun. Hada uthmanu.
MashaAllah. Jameel, MashaAllah. Next important matter is the word ma. Ma. Everybody say ma?
Ma.
Ma is so versatile. It has so many different meanings. From amongst them, it means what? So if I say this. Ma hada. Muhammad? Ma hada. 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 Muhammad? Ma hada. Your answer will be? Mumtaz. I ask, ma hada. Ma hada.
Ma hada.
It will come. It will come. Ma hada. Mahada.
Mahada.
What is
this?
Jawab. Jawab means answer. What's the answer? Mahada. I'm asking you a question. Mahada. Muhammad, help me. Mahada.
Hada
kitabun. Hada kitabun. The answer is this is a book. Doctor Yassar. Yassar. Mahada. Mahada. Hada, hada kursi. Hada, hada qalamun. Jameel. Hada, jameel means beautiful. Hada qalamun. Hada qalamun. Doctor Arshad. Ma hada. Hada kursi. Jameel. Doctor Salim. Doctor Salim. Jayid. Jayid. Ma hada Salim. Ma hada. هذا مفتاح هذا مفتاح هذا مفتاح أختي ياسمين ما هذا ما هذا هذا باب هذا باب ما شاء الله وهذا what means end وهذا ما هذا هذا بيت أو هذا مسجد جيد ما هذا هذا مكتب مكتب بيقول أو كتاب it is a desk Maktabun, and then a bed is called Sarirun, insha'Allah. Jayyid. Doctor Muhammad, you have a book there. Read from the top of page number 5, I think it is. It says, Hada Baytun. Read. No problem. Read there, Hada Baytun. Louder, everyone, read after him. Allah mentions in the Noble Quran, Inna awwala bayt. Jayyid, the first bayt is the one which was built up, the house of worship. Which was built in Makkah al-Mukarrama. Inna awwala bayti wudi'a lin-nas lalladhi bi-Bakkah mubarak. Jayid, remember, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were rebuilding of the Kaaba during his time, but the foundations, etc., were placed by Ibrahim alayhi salam and even before him Adam alayhi salam. Jayid, so hada baytun. Aliyah, next one. Anyone doesn't want to read, just say pass. Aliyah, read. Hada masjidun, not maz. Masjidun, masjidun. Father, next person. Next person. Hada babun. Everyone read. Try it. Yusuf alayhi salam's father, he said to the sons, La tadkhulu min babin wahidin. When you sons, when you go there to Egypt and you want food and stuff, don't all of you enter from one door. You know, you should enter from different doors. You know, I fear for your safety and stuff like that. Right? Allah mentions in the Noble Quran with regards to masjid, Ya Bani Adam, O the children of Adam, O the tribe of Adam. Ya Bani Adam, Khudhu zinatakum, wear your zina. Zina means your beautification. Khudhu zinatakum inda kulli masjid. When you come for salah, at the time of salah, your masjid could be the place where you are making salah even in your house. Wear your best when you come for salah. Don't wear your pajamas and dress up properly when you stand before Allah. خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ masjid. At every masjid time of salah, wear your best. Next person, read. Everyone read. Next one. Next one. Everyone. Miftahun. Jayid Miftahun. Next one. Next one. Jayid. Sarirun is a bed. Hada sarirun. This is a bed. Hada kursiyun. This is a? Next page.
Ma hada. What is this? Ma hada. What is this? Hada baytun. Reply. Hada baytun. New thing.
Ah. The alif of questioning.
Ahada baytun, if I asked you. Ahada baytun is this a house? Ahada baytun. Repeat. Ahada baytun. Ahada baytun. Ahada baytun. Then the answer is na'am. Na'am means yes. Na'am means yes. La means no. Na'am. Hada baytun. In English, I asked you, is this a pen? You will say yes. This is a pen. Arabic the same. Ahada baytun. Na'am. Hada baytun. We read from the top again. Ma hada. Hada baytun. Ahada baytun. Na'am. Yes. Affirmative. Hada baytun. Next one. Ma hada. What is this? Ma hada. So they're asking about that shirt. Ma hada. What is this? Hada qamisun. This is a qamis. It's a shirt. Hada qamisun. Hada qamisun. Hada qamisun. Was there any qamis mentioned in the Quran? Which story? Yusuf alayhi salam. Jayid. Waja'u ala qamisihi bidamin kadib. The first story, they came with the qamis bidam. With dam on it. What's dam? Dam is blood. Bidamin kadib. Kadib is false. Lie. Kadab. You're a liar. They came with the shirt and they had false blood on it. They said, look, our brother Yusuf was killed by the wolf and this and that, etc. So, وَجَاءُوا عَلَىٰ قَمِيسِهِ بِدَمٍ كَذِبٍ. Look at how many places the shirt of Yusuf was featured. They brought a shirt and they said, look, his blood here. He's killed, etc. And the father was like, I mean, which wolf or whatever kills and, you know, the shirt is intact. It's full of blood, but the shirt is intact. How does that work? Then also we had فَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابَ وَقَدَّتْ قَمِيصَهُ مِنْ دُبُرْ. When Yusuf alayhi salam was tempted by that woman, the Aziz's wife, then he raced towards the door and she pulled his shirt from behind. She tore his shirt. She held onto his shirt, and so there was a story of a shirt again. وَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابَ. He raced towards the bab, the door. وَفَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابَ وَقَدَّتْ قَمِيصَهُ مِنْ دُبُرْ. And from behind she pulled his shirt. And that's why there was a whole court story there. If the shirt is torn from the front, it means, he was, heading towards her. But if the shirt was torn from behind, then he was running away from her, then he's innocent. And then lastly, the shirt was even given to the sons to give it to the father of Yusuf, give it to Yaqub, and his eyesight will be restored. Idhabu bi qamisi, go with my qamis. Bi qamisi, with my shirt. Go with my shirt, hada, this one. فَأَلْقُوهُ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِ أَبِي يَأْتِ بَصِيرًا. And hold it, put it on the face of my father, of the father, and his eyesight will return. And that's exactly what happened. His eyesight was returned. So many stories with regards to the shirt of Yusuf alayhi salam. So repeat, مَا هَذَا هَذَا قَمِيسٌ هَذَا قَمِيسٌ أَهَذَا سَرِيرٌ أَهَذَا سَرِيرٌ أَهَذَا سَرِيرٌ. Is this a shirt? Is it a shirt? You guys took one copy. Oh, you don't take anything now. Okay. Is this a سَرِيرٌ? أَهَذَا سَرِيرٌ. Is this a bed? سَرِيرٌ is a bed. They're asking. They're looking at a chair and they're asking, is it a bed? Repeat. Ahada sarirun. Ahada sarirun. Ahada sarirun. Is this a bed? He says, la, no. Hada kursiyun. Hada kursiyun. This is a chair. It's not a bed, it's a chair. Ahada miftahun. What does that mean? Is this a
key?
La, hada qalamun. لا هذا قلم لا هذا قلم. No, this is a pen. Again, أهذا مفتاح لا هذا قلم لا
last one. Ma hada? What is this? Hada najmun. Hada najmun. Hada najmun. What's a najm? Najm is a star. Say somebody, his name is Najmuddin. Najmuddin, the star of the religion. Qamaruddin, the moon of the religion. Shamsuddin, the sun of the religion. Are you with us? Jayid. Muhyuddin, the reviver of the religion. Salahuddin, the righteous of the religion, etc. Jayid, excellent. The rest of lesson one, you will listen to it via the audio that will be sent to you, inshallah. Look at the board. Somebody has to run away, run away. Hadith here. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man salaka.
We have a...
Man salaka. Man who? Salaka takes a path. Man salaka tariqan. What's a tariq? Brother, I'm on the tariq right now. I can't talk to you. I'm on the road, Jade, on the pathway. That's why, like, you know, some Sufis, etc. say this is our tariqa. Tariqa meaning, you know, our pathway, etc. Man salaka. And our tariq, we ask Allah, siratam, sirat? No, that's sirat. Sirat is also a path. Tariq is a pathway too. Man salaka tariqan. Man salaka tariqan. Yal. Tamisu. Yaltamisu. Yaltamisu. Fihi, in it. Fihi ilman. Sahala. Sahala Allahu lahu tariqan ilal Jannah. You will see, mashallah, that Dr. Suede, he writes beautiful Arabic. Right? As for us, we just fast it. Man salaka.
Man?
Repeat, man salaka. Man. Man means who? Man anta. Man anta. Who are you? Man anta. Right? In the grave, they will ask, Man rabbuka. Who's your Rabb? Ma dinuka. What is your religion? Don't say, I don't know Arabic. Right? Man salaka, whoever seeks the path. Path. Whoever salaka seeks the salik. Salik is the person who's on the pathway. Right? The seeker. Tariqan, the way. Yaltamisu, to get. Right? Lams. Lams means to catch something, to get something, to get hold of something. Right? Mas. Mas, this person here has the mas of shaitan. The mas of the devil, the jinn or something. Mas means, you know, the touch. Yaltamisu, to get something, to hold on to something. So whoever seeks the way to get, fihi, in it. In that pathway, he seeks to get something in that pathway. What does he seek to get? This is the object of his seeking. What? Knowledge. The object is mansub. In Arabic, you know fatha? When the word is fathataized, then that is the object. Jayid. So whoever seeks a path and he seeks in it to get knowledge, sahala. Sahala. Allahu. Sahala, make easy. Who will make it easy? Allah. Allah is the jua. Allah will make easy for that person who is seeking the path of knowledge. Lahu, for him. For who? Allah will make it easy for Allah, or Allah will make it easy for the seeker? For the seeker. Allah will make it easy for the seeker. Right? Sahala Allahu lahu. What will Allah make easy? The way, the tariq, to ila jannah, to paradise. Jayid, are you with us? So whoever seeks the path of knowledge, not that you became the alim, the maulana, the big sheikh, the hazrat, etc. No. Just by you seeking the path of knowledge, what will happen in exchange? Allah will make your path to paradise for you easy. Are you with us? Repeat. Man salaka.
Man salaka.
Man salaka tariqan.
Man salaka tariqan.
Yaltamisu.
Yaltamisu.
Fihi. Fi means in. Fihi, in it. What's the it? It meaning that path. Fihi.
Ilman.
Ilman. In that path, he is seeking ilm, knowledge. He's seeking knowledge. سَهَلَ اللَّهُ سَهَلْ سَهَلْ means easy. سَهَلَ اللَّهُ Allah will make easy لَهُ for him, for that seeker. طَرِيقًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ طَرِيقًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ حَدِيثٍ in Sahih Muslim. The only dua our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ordered to make and seek an increase for something was the matter of knowledge. وَقُلْ رَبِّي زِدْنِي عِلْمًا عِلْمٌ or عِلْمًا عِلْمًا it's the object what he's asking for, it's the thing he's asking for. رَبِّي my Rabb زِدْنِي see زِد means to increase. Increase who? Increase me. زِدْنِي increase me. عِلْمًا in what? In knowledge. Or you want something else. رَبِّي زِدْنِي مَالًا Rabbi zidni malan, Rabbi zidni kitaban, Rabbi zidni zawjatan, Rabbi zidni sayaratan ka. Whatever you seeking, insha'Allah. Jayid, khair, insha'Allah. Jayid, book 2. Where did you stop? Open up. We only have 15 minutes left, insha'Allah. Jayid, lesson number? Lesson number 15. Jayid, my advice, those who are new, just sit so you understand that it is worth your while sitting, inshallah. Jayid, so lesson number 15. Have we started lesson 15?
Yes.
We started. Should we start again? I think we start again. Jayid, lesson 15. So they are halfway through book 2. Here we have Ad-Darsul Khamisa Ashara. Khamisa Ashara. Khamsa and Ashara. What's Khamsa and Ashara? 15. The mudarris. Ah, listen carefully. Whenever we have a noun and then you have an alif and lam attached to it. Example, I told you people, what page is that? 141. Page number 141. So I told you people I am a mudarrisun. 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 Repeat. Mudarrisun. Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you people, look at the person next to you. Jayid, in about 7 months from now, they're not going to be here. Jayid, we'll be left with 4 students. Jayid, that's the norm, that's the average, that's what happens. Jayid, so 4, you'll be left with 4, maybe 3. Jayid, so whether it's going to be the person you're looking at or whether it's you who will remain, Allah only knows. Jayid, but that's bound to happen. I mean, 10 years, we've got experience in this matter now. So that's why you'd rather buy your books now. Anyway, so they're not going to... They still be alive, insha'Allah, but they might not still be in class. And woe to that. Not to them. Insha'Allah, they're studying wherever, whatever. But subhanAllah, what is 2 hours on a Saturday morning? What is 2 hours? So what did you lose out on? Ask... You have 2 brothers, one became hafiz of the Quran, and the other one didn't, because his brother used to wake up, you know, early in the morning and go to madrasa and wake up 4:30, then you need to be at madrasa at 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock and stuff like that. So the younger brother, he sleeps, right? And then on Saturday morning, cricket training and this and that and all of that. Now, when both of them are in their 30s or something, ask the younger brother, what would you have rather done? Oh, I wished I rather had spent 2 years, went to madrasa, hifz classes, and memorized the whole Quran. How much better off I would have been. That cricket I went for in that morning, or the sleep I got, it's finished, it's over. There's that story of that daughter. Her father forced her to go and memorize Quran when she was maybe 11, 12. And he forced her and she went. And she says, you know, I used to think that my father hates me. Everybody else is having fun and they're going to the park and they're playing and this and that. And I'm sitting in madrasa and memorizing. And Saturday morning I'm sitting in madrasa and memorizing. But what did I know? Now when I'm 25 and all my other friends haven't memorized Quran, or I'm in high school and, you know, you have the subject of Quran or this, and I already know it all by heart and everything. Now I want to go and kiss my father on his forehead. He knew better. Reality, right? And so what is 2 hours on a Saturday morning that you come and you learn some Arabic or whatever? Khair and barakah, inshallah, khair and barakah, right? So we've got a noun here. What's a noun? Noun is names, places, things, objects, chair, all of these are nouns, right?
verbs are those doing words, running, hitting, skipping. So mudarrisun is our noun. When the word has a tanween, double fatha, double kasra, double dhamma, this indicates it is unspecified. It also indicates a teacher. The meaning is a teacher. You got that? Qalamun, a pen. Kitabun, a book. Kursiyun, a chair. Miftahun, a key. Babun, a door. But if I want to say the door, the door, the pen, the teacher, I will add an alif and lam to it. It will become al-mudarrisu. Al-mudarrisu. Now we drop the tanween. When you add an alif and lam, you cannot have the tanween. It cannot be specific and unspecific at the same time. Are you with us? Adding alif and lam makes it specific. The book, the place, the city, not a city. It can't be a city, any city. It can't be the city and a city at the same time. Are you with us? So in this lesson, they say the al-mudarrisu, the teacher, specific teacher, the one who's teaching them. Al-mudarrisu says, Aina dhahab, aina tadhhabu? Aina tadhhaba? Aina tadhhaba? Aina tadhhaba? Aina tadhhabu? Aina tadhhabu? Why tadhhaba? Aina tadhhabu? Ya Aba Bakrin. Aina, what's Aina? Aina, Aina Suleiman. Aina Muhammad. Aina Aliya. Aina Ahmed. Aina, Aina.
Where?
Jail Aina means where. Jamil. You'll do that in book one, lesson two or three. So here you got it, mashallah. Aina. Tadhaba. Aina Tadhabu.
Ya
Aba Bakrin. Aina Tadhabu. Tadhabu means to go. Dhahaba, he went. Tadhabu, going. Tadhabu is a present tense verb. Aina tadhabu, where are you going? Ya, what does ya mean?
Oh.
Aba Bakrin, Abu Bakr. Jayid, Aba Bakrin, when we have a double barrel name, example like this, Abu Bakr. If you have a double barrel name, and you add a ya, then the first portion takes a fatha. It no longer will be Abu, it becomes Aba. You find, for example, the double barrel name Abdullah. Abdullahi. Abdullahi. Then if you put a ya, it becomes ya Abdullahi. Ya Abdullahi. Right? And it can also become Abdillahi. So somebody says, Subhanallah, the Arabs, they're messing around with the language. You know, I heard the one guy saying Abdullah. What's Abdullah? The name is Abdullah. How can you say Abdullah? And the one guy, he was saying Abdillah. I mean, just now they will change the Quran also. Everything they messing up. Jayid? No, brother. It is correct. Sometimes you say Abdullah. Sometimes you have to say Abdullah. And sometimes you have to say Abdillah. Just like how sometimes you have to say Muhammadun. Sometimes Muhammadan. Sometimes Muhammadin. Are you with us? Just like how you would have Abu Bakrin, Aba Bakrin, and Abi Bakrin. Jayid? Excellent. So, أين تذهب يا أبا بكر؟ أين تذهب يا أبا بكر؟ If you hear somebody saying, يا أبو بكر, you know they don't know Arabic. If somebody says, يا أبو بكر, they don't know Arabic. Why? Because it can't be Ya Abu Bakr. It will always be Ya Aba Bakr. Because when you added the Ya, and because you got a double barrel name, the first portion of the double barrel will take a fatha. Khalas? Examples. Ya Abdur Rahmani. Originally Abdur Rahman. Put a Ya, Ya Abdur Rahman. Jayid? Abdullah, Abdul Rahman, Abdul Malik, example, Abdul Maliki, Abdul Maliki, Ya Abdul Maliki, Ya Abdul Maliki, example. Do we say Ya Rabbal Alameen or Ya Rabbul Alameen? Ya? Which one? Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Why?
Because Rabbal Alameen is a double barrel word. Rabbal Alameen is double barrel. Originally it is, without any interference, it is Rabbul Alameen. Rabb, the Rabb, the Lord of the Alameen, of all the worlds of the universe. Rabbul Alameen. But when you're calling out to the Rabbul Alameen, now the Rabbul Alameen is the object of your calling. Yes or no? Now Rabbul Alameen became your object. Abu Bakr, when you call, Ya Aba Bakr, because he is now the object of your calling, he becomes Aba Bakr, not Abu Bakr. He becomes Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Yalla. Aina tadhhabu ya Aba Bakrin? Aba Bakrin, yes. And what did we say? What was his name? His name was Abdullah. And Bakr means a young, strong, agile camel. Then Abu Bakr says, Adhabu. I am going. Adhabu, I am going. Adhabu ila al-mudiri. Adhabu ila al-mudiri. You got it open there? Volume 2. In book 2. Page number?
141.
Page 2, 141. MashaAllah, you have advanced, you're already in book 2. Excellent. Yalla. Page 141. So Abu Bakr says, Adhabu ila al-mudir. Adhabu, I am going. Adhabu, I am going. Ila, ila means to. Ila means to. Ila Allah, to Allah. Ila al-madrasa, to the madrasa. Ila al-dars, to the dars. Ila al-bayti, to the house. Ila is also a preposition. Preposition meaning that the word after it will take a kasra. You know, you talk about how do these Arabs understand without all the signs, fatha, dhamma, kasra, and all of this. But if you know the rules, then you don't need any fatha, dhamma, and kasra. Ayudas. If, for example, you already learned the rule that after ya, if there's a double barrel word, then the first portion of it will be in the fatha form. Example, Abdullahi. So you don't need this fatha here now. Because you know after a ya, it will always be Abda. Abda. You know the rule, so you don't need the fatha. And because this is a double barrel word or linking up here, where we linked up two nouns, Abd, slave, Allah, Allah. When there's a linking, then the second one in the link will always take a kasra. We call this a mudaf and mudafun ilay relationship. You'll learn it in book 1, lesson 5. Don't worry. But the rule is that the second one takes a kasra. So, Ya Abdullahi, Jameel. We just told you now, ila al-mudiri, ila. Ila is a preposition. It will make the noun after it take a kasra. Ila al-mudir. What's mudir? Mudir is the principal, the person in charge. Somebody comes to a school, he says, brother, where's the mudir? Who's the mudir here? Where's the mudir's office? The mudir, the guy in charge. Ila al-mudir. So because ila is what we call a harf of jar. Jar means to drag something. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever jar his garment will cry in this word, Allah will not look at him. Whoever, what does jar means of the garment? Whoever? Drags. You drag up or you drag down? You drag up or drag down? You drag down. Okay, whoever drags down his garment below his ankles will cry, Allah won't look at him. What does jar do? Jar makes something take a kasra, drags it down. So originally, this word was al-mudiru, al-mudiru. But because a preposition came before it, ila is a preposition, fi is a preposition, ala is a preposition. Don't worry, just understand. If a preposition comes, it will make the noun after it take a kasra. Every beggar in Durban knows this rule. Shahid? Example. They say, Sabilullahi. Repeat. Sabilullahi. Sabil means path. Allah, path of Allah. Are you with us? Path of Allah. What does the beggar say? Fi? Does the beggar say fi sabilullahi? Or does the beggar say fi sabilillahi? Huh?
beggar says, fi sabilillahi. The beggar knows that when you have a fi, which is a harf of jar, which is a jarrifying, dragifying type of word, it will make the noun after it take a kasra. Are you with us? Fi sabilillahi. So here, ilal mudiri. Ilal mudiri. Mudiri is the guy in charge. So the teacher asks this boy, Abu Bakr, Aina tadhhabu ya Aba Bakrin? Where are you going, O Abu Bakr? What does he say? Adhhabu ilal mudiri. Repeat. Adhhabu ilal mudiri. I am going to the
principal.
To the principal. I'm going to the principal. Then the teacher says, La takhruj. La takhruj. La takhruj. Do not. Takhruj. Do not exit. This is an order. La takhruj. La takhruj. This is prohibition. He's prohibiting you from exiting. La takhruj. Repeat. Kharaja means to exit. You find, for example, the ISIS criminals and crazies, etc., and others like the ones who killed Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. Uthman was the Khalifa of the Muslims for plus minus 12 years. He was 80 something years of age. He's in Medina al-Munawwara. The criminals, they broke into his house. They had his house surrounded for over 40 days, and eventually they slaughtered him. They killed him. Who? The Khawarij. We call them the Khawarij. The ones who killed Ali radiallahu ta'ala, the same. They broke away from the main body of the Muslims. They kharaja. Kharaja means to exit. Kharaja means to exit. Ukhti, you can kharaja. Jayid, jayid. So kharaja, kharaja means to exit. Jayid. So those people who like, not that they became non-Muslims. No, they're Muslims. ISIS criminals are Muslims. Jayid. Even though they're criminal and they're bad and da-da-da, we don't do what they did. What did they do? They say, you're not a Muslim. You're not a Muslim. You're not a Muslim. Uthman is not a Muslim. Ali not a Muslim. I kill them. So we don't turn around and say, oh, you're doing that. We're going to do the same with you. And you're not a Muslim. Then you'd like them. And you're doing what they're doing. Are you with us? They are criminals. They bad, da, da, etc. But they're still Muslim. So they are called Khawarij. Khawarij because they broke away from the main body and the understanding of the Muslims. لا تخرج من الفصل الآن. How appropriate. لا تخرج من الفصل الآن. لا تخرج means do not exit. من الفصل. From the classroom. الآن. Now. Do not exit from the classroom now. Repeat. لا تخرج. من الفصل. من. 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 من means from. And min is also one of that harf of jar to drag something down. It's a preposition. So the noun after min will take a kasra. La takhruj. Repeat. Min al-fasli. Min al-fasli. Somebody asks you, why fasli? It's supposed to be faslu. Fasli because of the min. Min is a harf of jar. It's a preposition. It makes the noun after it take a kasra. Min al-fasli. Al-ana. Al-ana means now. Do not exit from the classroom now. Hayyakumullah, ya mashaykh. We have 1 minute left. Bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. I thank you all. Jazakumullah khairan for attending. I didn't give Dr. Suede any opportunity. Next week, I will not be here. As we mentioned, we travel all the time. Next week, there's a conference in Pakistan. So Dr. Suede will fill in. As is the norm, I will come plus minus around 9:30 until 10:30. That's when I will cover. And he will cover 8:30 to 9:30. The syllabus is the same. You people, your numbers have been given to Dr. Suede. You will all be registered on WhatsApp. You will be added to a WhatsApp group, which is not a chatting group. The last thing the Ummah needs is another WhatsApp group. Jayid. You will be added to a WhatsApp group where you will not be allowed to do any chatting. You will be only admin, etc. What it will be used for is for sending you the links for the lessons. We will send you the link for the entire book one. You can finish the entire book one maybe even in this month if you want. What you have to do for next week is go through lesson one, the entire lesson one, inshallah. That's your homework, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Jayin. Then next matter, Suede, you have the names of those who have taken books. They will pay you next week. You keep the money and then I'll take it later on, inshallah. Then the last matter is that at the end of the month, as I mentioned, no fees here, but these people, they want rent. I mean, they're not so hard and fast. Even, for example, October, November, December, I pay them all 3 months in one go and stuff like that. I would think that the easiest option would be that you just divide it across all you people here and each one contributes. If we talk about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, don't worry about them, 18 people here, 18 people, Jayed per month, what you looking at, Jayed, 18,
Even if each person gave 100 rands, we sort it out. Even if you gave 100 rands, 150, you know, at least for those who didn't give whatever, 100, 150, 200, 300, whatever you can afford, inshallah. We obviously have to give Brother Suede. Suede, where do you stay now, Sheikh?
Still same place,
Clare Estate. Yeah. So Dr. Suede takes a bus and he comes here and then he needs to go back. If somebody is coming from that area or something, you can make arrangements with Suede. You know what, I will pick you up at 8:15. Once the lesson is over, I can drop you off somewhere close, da-da-da, all of that. MashaAllah, you'll see. If you thought the class was good, Suede is even better, MashaAllah. So I leave that also to Dr. Suede. He will collect that first week, second week, at least by the end of the month. We have the money to give them at NMJ. Hayyakumullah, I'm Shaykh. Jazakumullah khairan. We hope that you enjoyed the class. It has been recorded. We will send you the link for it, inshallah, that you want to listen to it again. Your uncle, cousin, grandfather, and brother who are not here today, and if you feel that you want them to join, no problem, bring them in next week. They can start. The audio is there. They can catch up, biiznillah ta'ala. 30 seconds. Any questions? Fadal Salim. No problem. I will send you the playlist for book one and the playlist for book two, inshallah. Khalas? Anything else? حياكم الله جزاكم الله خيرا هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته